WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Swamp, it's an August program already.
August.
Yeah, sir.
Hey, I was going to ask you right off the bat, it's not a trick question, we've covered this before, but what happened 52 years ago? Can you remember that far back?
What happened 52 years ago? That would have been about 1968. I think I got drafted.
Okay. I'm thinking 69.
I was well within my into my military career.
Okay.
Yes.
Uncle Sammy had you. I remember.
There was a moonshot and the guys. Yeah. I remember getting all the news from the radio out of Saigon, and we were on the moon.
Yeah, got on the moon and
talk about that.
And what else happened was Woodstock.
And there was that little deal with the crazy guy out in California killing all those.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Chuck Charlie,
who is now pushing up daisies himself.
He's next.
A while.
Yeah. I was just going to mention something about Woodstock. It started on it was a Friday night, but it was on the 15th. Right now, basically. And I just want to make sure, I'm not going to play anything from it. It started at 5 o'clock, and the first performer was a guy named Richie Havens. Richie was quite a year for him. He opened for a band called Blind Faith. And it was the first super group, had Eric Clapton in it, and after the Cream, and had Steve Winwood and all these guys. He opened for them in Hyde Park in London, I guess, to 120,000 people.
Whoa.
Which is like, man.
Yeah, that's a big park.
That's a big park. And then, so he bounced back to Illinois. We had this thing called the Mississippi River Festival. Crowds there were probably about 20,000. Which is still a pretty good crowd. So he played there.
Get your attention.
Yeah. Played there in July, I think around my birthday or something in July too. But anyway, when he got to the next gig was at Woodstock again on August 15th. The people that threw the thing, the early people, they're trying to tweak their PA to see how it was going to do. And they're trying to draft guys with acoustic guitars, which Richard Hay was one. Actually, he had two guys play with him, but they just want more acoustic kind of stuff. And Tim Hardin, who's also passed away at this point, got an argument with Havens, kind of good nature, I guess, but they both looked out and was like, well, this is Friday night, so it's not a capacity crowd yet, but I mean, there's thousands of people out there, and they're kind of like, I don't want to go out there, you know. And then, although Havens had played for some big crowds before that, but Hardin said, I don't want to go out there, you're going to have to go out there. So I guess Richie Fine said, okay, I'll go out there. And kind of the rest is history. And
got it rolling.
And he had that on his resume for years and years. He never quite played that for that many people again. And the day of the festivals, that was kind of beginning. They kind of had a slow descent, too. So that was one thing happened in August. So I just like to mention one of my favorite guys died 26 years ago in August. And Jerry Garcia died in 1995. Jerry just made it to be 53. Just slid in.
Huh.
I don't have exact dates, but they're both in August, and just kind of slid in being 53 for a few days, basically. And Garcia really doesn't need any too much background, but Garcia was at Woodstock. That's the other thing too. When the Woodstock movie came out, I saw Garcia there, but they didn't play anything by the Grateful Dead. So being kind of naive, I was about 15 or 16, like not real naive, but somewhat. Thought, well, I guess Garcia just likes music, so I guess he came to the festival and just hang around. But then years later, they actually played there, but they didn't like the way they sounded, and so they didn't want to get in the film. I don't know if they were really even asked to be in the film, but anyway, it was quite a deal. It rained before the Dead went on, and their so-called manager said, we don't want to go out there with water on the stage, which, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to.
You got an electric guitar.
All those wires running around there.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of them might be a little bit fuzzy, you know?
And Garcia said, I saw blue balls of electricity bouncing across the stage one time.
Oh.
So he's like,
that is not a good,
so,
good sight.
Anyway,
yeah.
They played for, I was trying to think of different estimates. They started at about 10:30 that night and played till midnight. Guess who followed them? Creedence Clearwater Revival followed them.
And okay.
John Fogerty, they got going about 12:30. Fogerty did. He said, he was kind of crabbing about Grateful Dead and pulling their hijinks again and stuff. So anyway, that's just a couple little things about
Woodstock. Yeah. Hey, speaking of festivals, we just had one here in Greenville, a couple of them actually, the Bond County Fair, and before that, the Heritage Days out at the Farm Heritage Museum.
Yeah.
And this group was out there.
Yeah.
You gave me the perfect intro into the song. Out there at the American Farm Heritage Museum, it was Big Spike Hammer.
Yeah.
Swamp, you're going to love this there. So good bluegrass.
Good bluegrass, all right.
Right now on all our right. homegrown music program.
By the band Big Spike Hammer, too, right?
Here we go, yeah.
Can't you hear the ripple of my Big Spike Hammer?
Bluegrass song that they got their name from.
That's right.
Yeah.
That song has become kind of a semi kind of standard, almost not like Rocky Top or anything. But yeah, there's a lot of bands that'll play it.
Okay.
We're gonna switch gears here.
There was a mighty bunch of good variety of music this year. There always is at the American Farm Heritage Museum. But another group that was there was Tom Baker in the Mardi Gras band. Old Tom,
right.
He's gonna do some Mardi Gras music right
all
now.
Right.
when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you know you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, just be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Listen to the Mardi Gras brand. Just keep on smiling. Have fun like we do.
And that was Tom Baker live out at the, he was out at the American Farm Heritage Museum a couple of weeks ago and with his Mardi Gras band. And that was When You're Smiling, the whole world smiles right back.
Strong standard there,
Speaking of smiling, Swamp. We'll just run more, one more here that was at that concert. And we know this guy very well. But as a matter of fact, this whole string of songs, a couple of songs here, was recorded right here in our studio with live musicians.
That's right.
At least most of them look
more or less
live.
More or less live.
More or less
I think
live. There was a banjo player. We're not really sure about.
Not sure.
His blood pressure is not that high. I don't think, but he could be.
I think he was taking a nap while he was playing.
He was taking a nap and playing that banjo. and somebody was beating on a guitar, and there was...
Yeah.
And
I know him pretty well.
Ramblin' Randy.
Ramblin' Randy
was... And he was right here in our studio when
That's
he
right.
recorded this.
That's
here
where
we go.
At,
here we go. Swamp, let's get going this week with... introduce these guys.
We do. The guy we're kind of featuring this evening is... calls himself Ramblin' Randall. He comes down from around the Huey area, I think, down there. South Carolina down there.
Huey sounds right. Yes, oil fields at Huey.
Oil fields at Huey. Well, everybody's stinking rich down there pretty much.
Yeah, exactly, with that oil price is going up like that.
We got Randall Hamill right there. And he
got his dobro.
He got dobro, and he's going to sing and play. And you got a harmonica.
You
going to play harmonica?
We're going to have it all right here.
You bet you.
We got a banjo man.
Multi-talented. Crew here, the banjo man sitting next to him. What's your name again? So, Craig Bullenberger. We call him Bo. Some of his buddies call him Bo's or Bozo. So that's Craig. So we'll call him Craig, though.
Let's call him Craig.
We'll call him Craig. So. Yeah. You're going to play the banjo, and he's going to sing and some of his songs.
And you got your guitar.
I got a guitar. We're going to see what we can do here.
Let's hit it. Let's see what goes on.
Let's do it.
You guys do it. Hey.
Columbus stockades, my friends have turned their backs on me. Go and leave me if you wish. Never let it cross your mind in your heart. If you love another, then leave little door tonight. Don't mind Blair Bone. Last night, was mistaken, and I was beaming through the bar. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let it cross your mind, be in your heart. You love another, then leave the darling I don't mind.
Applause. Hey, way to go, guys. What a way to get things started, right?
Way
here.
All ready to go bear hunting with a switch.
Jesus, be merry.
Right. Hey, man.
He's already in G.
All but one string.
We got four.
You're ready.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific Shore. From the green old Smoky Mountains to the Southland Pine Shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on a wombat and a ball. Now listen to the jingle, rumble and the roll. As she glides along the woodland and the hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome roll call. You're traveling through the jungle on a wombat and a ball. Hear way low. So the people often say, from New York to St. Louis and Utah by the sea. From the hills of Minnesota where the rippling water falls. Changes can be taken on the wombat and fall. Now listen to the jingle, rumble and roar. She guides along the woodland to the hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome roll call. You're traveling through the jungle along the wombat and fall. Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. Now there's Lee races over, now the curtain around him falls, and he'll carry him home to victory on the wombat and the ball. Now listen to the jingle, rumble and roar, and he glides along the woodland to the hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome roll call. You're traveling through the jungle. Well, you're traveling through the jungle on a wombat cannonball.
Well, there goes Randy.
Oh, Ramblin'. Yeah. We have to get him for a rematch in here.
Rematch with Ramblin' Randy.
Yeah.
It's been several years since we played that on the show.
That's right.
It's good to hear it again.
Yeah.
Hey, you got brought in somebody, and a man that originated out of Ramsey, Illinois. We all know where that is.
That's right.
Not very far into Fayette County over there.
Got a
nice little lake out beside there. A lot of things to do around Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
Got that little golf course. Nice downtown.
I think Craig Bummer was camping up there not too long ago.
That's right. We had to pull him away from the campground.
Yeah, we did.
He probably enjoyed getting back and doing the as much as you and I enjoyed getting back doing the music at the nursing home out here on the hill.
Right.
and saw a lot of the same folks we sang for a year and a half ago before all this no visiting the nursing home situation arose.
We did have to sing with our mask on, which
we did.
I was kind of surprised.
We were a lot better looking group, though.
A little better looking? I think I might have sounded about the same. I
didn't see a bear, but we sounded good. I thought you guys sounded good.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it hurt my vocals. I don't think it hurt my vocals anyway. So,
the harmony was still there. You know?
Oh, beautiful harmony over there. No, this guy came out of Ramsey. I couldn't tell you exactly when, what year the year he struck. Well, actually, he made it out west someplace along the line from Illinois. He picked up the moniker Tex, and we were talking about Tex Williams. The Tex thing, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's better than Illinois Williams or something, I guess.
Tennessee.
Tennessee Williams was always taken.
Tennessee,
so
you
couldn't do that one, I guess.
No.
But anyway, he made his way out west, and he played with the Spade Cooley Band. You remember Spade Cooley Band, Chance? Spade had a big kind of Bob Wills kind of band with horns and everything, you know.
You can hear the Bob Wills influence.
Yeah, and you can hear the song we're going to play and listen to. It's, I think, and we were talking about this earlier, the first big hit he had was called Smoke a Cigarette, which actually I think was co-written with Merle Travis along the line. And I think it was like Capitol Records' first, like, million seller, I think.
Whoa.
And this was in 1946 or something like that, I believe.
Hmm.
So when you listen to the song, if you know the song Smoke a Cigarette, it's kind of knocking it off here a little bit. I think maybe Tex had an eye for, you know,
maybe our ear
for, you know, lightning strike again,
mm-hmm.
which it seldom does. Sometimes it does. But anyway, you can make up your minds at home there and see what you think. So
here we go.
Here's Tex Williams.
Tex Williams.
With the Downtown Poker Games. Name of this one. So.
Now Texas Bill, the poor old dub who joined the Downtown Poker Club, but he cursed the day he told him he'd ever join. Cause his money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings, and each night he'd contribute all his coins. Oh, but he said, I'm gonna play him tight tonight. Be no bobtail flushes make me bite. When I gets in there, my hands gonna be a peach. So he played him tight, but he lost his pile. Bill got peevish after a while, so he rose, looked all around, made this speech. Y'all see this brand new 45? I had her oiled up just today. Gonna pass it amongst you with a set of my rules. I want you to follow as you play. Keep your big hands up on the table when you're dealing, please. Don't go messing around slipping them aces down in between your knees. Don't go making them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand. Talking American, boy, American. That's what I can understand. Don't be dealing off the bottom, cause, ooh, man, that's rough. Just take five, then stop, that's enough. Now, when you bet, let me see the chips, cause I don't like it when you're shy. And if you go broke, go on out and get some more. I'll be here by and by. Pass them cards for me to shuffle every time before you deal them. If anything goes wrong, old Willie's gonna see. You ain't gonna keep playing this game now, according to that fella you call Hoyley. You ought to play this one according to me, yeah. Turn me around. Sitting right there in that dark land, a chance to be a one-eyed man. And old Bill, he kept on a kind of watching him out of the corner of his eye. Oh, one eye he dealing in cost old men another 5 or 10. So Willie, he rose, looked all around with a sigh. He said, man, but this is an awful shame. He said, there's someone cheating in this year game. Said, of course, it ain't gonna do for me to name the guy. So I refrain from mentioning the party's name. But if I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take my fist and close out of the eye. Y'all see this brand new 45, oiled her up just today. Gonna pass it amongst y'all with a set of my own rules. You must follow as egghead. Keep your bony hands up on the table when you're giving them out, please. Don't go messing around slipping them wildies down in quick as you need. Don't you go making them funny signs. You still trying to tip off your hand. Talking American boy, big AAA, that's what I can understand. Don't be getting them off the bottom, cause they keep trying to tell you that's rough. It's the army game. Take five and halt, that's enough. Now when you bet, let me see the reds and blues. I don't like it when you're shy. And if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'll be here by and by. Just pass them pasteboards for me to ripple every time before you deal. And then, if anything goes wrong, Bill's gonna see. You ain't gonna keep playing this game now, according to that fella you call Harley. No, you're gonna play this and they according to me. Hank, if you'll saddle up my horse, I'll be getting on out of here. Now.
The Poker Games.
Yeah, actually, I misspoke. It was Downtown Poker Club was the name of the
Downtown
song.
Poker Club.
And then you can kind of hear, you know, keep waiting for smoke that cigarette to shift in, but it never does. And, it's got that same kind of feel to it, I think.
Yeah, it does. But it's good. It's got a good lesson behind it.
Sure it does.
You know, watch your hands at the poker game.
That's right.
You know.
Right.
right.
Could be dangerous to your health.
Yes. Well, here's from the American Farm Heritage Museum, I started to call her our old friend, but she's a good friend. Because we played her quite a bit before, and her name is Missy Dunaway.
Yeah, Missy.
And this Missy comes to us from up at Captain Herrick, up at the Opry up there.
Right.
She's going to do a little song called Better Safe Than Sorry, okay. Right here, Missy Dunaway.
All right.
About this next piece of music we got here on the Homegrown program. This is real homegrown.
This is, here. I tell you what, if anybody can play this, homegrown as you're going to get right here. And anyway, it's I feel bad about this. A buddy of mine for years named Mark Killian. And I talked to him not too long ago and said, you got a birthday in July, don't you, Mark? Yeah. It was the same day as mine. Can you believe it? You know, I guess I was so busy thinking about myself that I didn't think about him. So, Art, I'm sorry about this if you're listening. But anyway, he's another July guy, so this is kind of a belated birthday. And this was actually, Art plays, let's talk about the instrument he plays. It's a hammer, or it's not a hammer dulcimer, it's a mountain dulcimer, they call it. There's two kinds of dulcimers, usually the mountain dulcimer, which you hold on your lap, and has drone strings on it, and you can use your fingers, or you can use a note or like a little wooden stick to get a certain sound to it. The hammer dulcimer sounds more like a piano, and you strike it with mallets and things like that. So this is art on the mountain dulcimer, and I'm backing them up on guitar, and the nice thing about playing with the dulcimer is that I can play some guitar leads, and the drone strings kind of keep a constant drone here, and so if you notice that. The guy that recorded it, it was recorded down on the end of Main Street, pretty Main and 6th Street. And I was living there at the time, and a guy had a pretty good recorder. A friend of mine named Steve Kelly, that's out in California now, he had some sort of recorder, he brought it up, and said, set it up and it turned out pretty good. So anyway, this is Art Killian. It's a little tune called Reuben Way. It's a Scottish tune, I believe. So see what you think about this. Some you don't hear that often.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to say about Art, he's a graduate of Greenville College. I think this was recorded in about 78. I think he stayed around a couple of years around Greenville, and the recording was probably along about 78, along there sometime too. Who's the next guy got there?
You know, this guy, Craig brought him in here to do a showcase here a couple of years ago, and he turned out to be, he's an Australian, but he turned out to be a big fan of Texas, which he and I got to talk a little bit about Texas there, and man, I got to like that guy a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
He sure had some neat music.
Yeah, he sure did.
One of them was this one, by golly. Hillbilly Daddy. It's Hillbilly Daddy himself, Mr. Bill Chambers.
Bill Chambers, yeah. Hope to see him again sometime.
Yes, sir. That's good, Bill.
Yeah.
Hillbilly Daddy, he's coming to our town. Yeah. He did come to our town.
Yeah, he did.
He was right here at the Globe Theater, and boy, put on a heck of a show.
I think he's a little disappointed, though. You know, usually he plays a little rougher places in Australia, and I don't think he's used to this.
We were too civilized in the Midwest.
Although I could probably take you a few places.
I think that's why I like Texas. I mean, you know, one of those deals where like in the Blues Brothers where they throw the beer bottles at the
chicken
market,
right.
You know,
I think maybe Texas like Australia too. Somewhere, maybe, I don't know.
That's what his comment was. Yeah. The landscape and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We got one more from our collection from the folks that were at the American Farm Heritage Museum.
Thought he stopped to help a stranger. He saw her eyes, they were familiar. That's when he found his heart in her. That moment on, they were together. He fell in love with the girl of adventure. He asked her to be his one forevermore. Down on one knee on a Mexican shore. A simple man with no plan to go anywhere. Found a girl that wants to go everywhere. She takes his hand into a world. They collect pairs of Roman spots he can't pronounce. Little memories spread all over the house. Can't believe how much he loves this. Adventure right from the start. Just waiting on the next plane to depart. An Irish castle on top of the London Eye. Sharing a drink under a Caribbean sky. Walking the streets in the south of France. Spanish removed will put you in a trance. He holds on tight and just enjoys the ride. Loving the moment he can't be by her side. A simple man with no plan. We'll be right back.
been 20 years since they said I do. Who knows the next place they'll go to? The collection is a story of places they seem, the love that they share, the life that they dream. It's a simple man who met a beautiful girl, changed his life and showed him a whole new world. She takes his hand and puts him into a world. The collecting coasters around the world. There's a moment, spots he can't pronounce. Little memories spread all over the house. Can't believe how much he loved this girl. Collecting coasters around the world.
As Dean Rick and Collecting Coasters, okay. Another great group that was at American Farm Heritage Museum, yeah, right here in Greenville a couple of weeks ago, in an Illinois bunch. Yeah. All these folks, by the way, are from around far from where we're at right now,
that's
including,
right,
of course, Randy, Ramblin' Randy, who comes from Clinton County, which is
down south,
next door neighbor over here.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We got another next door neighbor here. Here's a guy from around this area, real around this area, Mr. Jim Birch.
Jim,
right?
Birch, yep.
Tell us about Jim.
Oh, I met Jim. Yeah, I've known him quite a few years, probably since the early 80s, I think. Sometime we knew people in common. He's actually a Greenville College graduate, too.
Those guys all went to Greenville College, except you and me.
Well, I went there.
You did?
Oh, I didn't do any good there. So.
Oh.
I attended Greenville College.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And some of my friends attended there, too. You know, but Jim, actually, I think he got a degree in psychology or something, I think. Anyway, yeah, he graduated from GC at the time. And I kind of got to know him because we knew people in common. And then found out he'd lived in Nashville for a while and trying to kind of make it. He liked the pinball machines down there. That's what he told me. He'd like to play those down there. So.
Well, anywhere there's pinball machines, it's can be an excellent way to spend a life. Probably.
Yeah, and I think it's the kind you made money off of, too. You can make money on thing, too. So.
I've never played one.
Yeah, I never did. That's a different thing for me, too. I just played a game. There was no payoff. But I think you made a little money off these things. Somehow, I don't know, but... Anyway, he had a little spell down there, but he was from around the Champaign area, and then he moved back there. He was postman pretty much all his professional life there, I guess, up around. I think he's actually from around Savoy, or Savoy, how you pronounce it, just outside of Champaign a little ways. So, but he's written songs all through the years and thrown them out there hoping one sticks, and... And we're trying to help him out here on
this. This one's pretty sticky.
Sticky.
Song.
And this is called Smoky Filled Rooms. So
Smoky.
See what you think about it.
Filled Rooms.
All of my life, I've always had something to say, whatever the place, whatever the time of day. But now you have gone, you've taken my words away, taken my voice, and left me no choice on what I can say. Smoky filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my recreation. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. A quarter now gone, and another soon to follow. Loving filled days in ways that I never had known. And all of those nights that we could just call our own. And all of the brightness that comes from a happy home. You've taken my night, taken my life, you left me alone. Smoky filled rooms,
That's what you left me. A dingy saloon. These are my inspiration. Drinking alone. Flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone. And another soon to follow.
Jim Birch.
Well, Jim, there went Jim.
There went Jim.
And we'll hear from him again in the future, probably. So.
Absolutely.
This next guy's got a Greenville College tie also.
Oh, big one. Yeah.
Big one. He taught there for about 20 years, I believe. So.
Gainfully employed.
Gainfully employed.
Retired from there.
And retired, yep. Yeah. He moved out to Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah. He has a ball out in Arizona.
I think he does. Yeah, he likes it.
He plays music out on the street.
Yeah.
When he gets enough nickels, dimes, and quarters and half dollars in his hat, he goes to lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes lunch is very good, and sometimes maybe not as good.
But, sometimes he's got to go to White Castle.
Yeah.
Sometimes he gets to go down to the middle of the road country club there
in Arizona,
or the top of the line country club. You know, depending on how well he sang and how prosperous the tourists were that wandered by.
Right. I think it's kind of like that. Yeah. Well, we're talking about none other than Bob Johnson.
Yes, sir, Bob.
I don't even remember the origins of how I met him, but musicians always have a way to kind of seek each other out somewhere or other.
I remember the first time I met him wasn't that long ago, and boy, he could sing a song or write a song. And, taught me some things about messing around with songs. I love it when he picks up somebody else's song and sticks in the middle of his. My baby wears a burqa.
Sure.
But behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. He snuck that in there.
So. I like that little technique there.
Right. Yeah. Bob's a master.
He's a master. Here he comes. We've never played this one before by Bob. We always like to play one by Bob now and then.
What's the name of the tune you're doing?
It's called One for the Money, Two for the Show, Three to Get Ready, and Four to Go.
Here we go.
Bob Johnson.
Stand back.
It was one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. Mary's getting married like she did three times before. Mary's getting married and she always knows what for. It was one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. Mary's getting married like she did three times before. First one was a banker, money was the game. Second had a circus act and he could entertain. Number three could preach and pray, he helped Mary find the way. Mary's getting married like she did three times before. It was one for the money, two for the show, three get ready, and four to go. Mary's getting married like she did three times before. Getting married, how about number four? Well, he's a fine mortician, owns an undertaking store. Great big coffin, cherry red, Mary gets it when she's dead. Mary's getting married and she always knows what for. It was one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. Mary's getting married like she did three times before.
Let's just mention Bob again.
All right. Bob. That was Bob. We'll be playing more Bob in the future, don't worry.
We got plenty of stuff about Bob.
There's many more Bob hits out there.
He's written anything new. We're going to try to get him to share it with us, too. We don't like this not being in the loop.
That's right.
What's new with Bob.
That's right.
Okay. And, now, this next gal, we both wow, we're wowed by her. And she came in and actually recorded this next tune right here in the studio with her and her guitar. And she can play that guitar, and she's got a voice that's jazz.
Very nice. She played at the Effingham County Fair this month.
I believe
earlier on, so she had a slot there too.
She could have highlighted the Effingham County Fair, as far as I'm concerned.
Maybe she will someday.
So. Maybe, she's destined for a lot.
I think she's,
and she writes some great songs.
Yeah. So. And her name is Dakota Daniel.
Dakota Daniel. We're talking about none other than Dakota Daniels. Here she goes with. Well, I think this song is Another Day Waiting for You. I think is well. Let's see. Let me read my notes here. That's not exactly it, but it's excellent song.
I'm just a girl. Trying to find my way. This home doesn't feel like home with you gone, and time won't let me stop moving on. It's hard to keep from hiding from the rain. 'Cause every second that goes by, every minute that I miss you, every morning sunrise reminds me of all I've been through. But right now I'm just enjoying the view. Figure out the reasons why. Home doesn't feel like home with you gone, and now I'm used to being up at dawn. It doesn't get any better with time. 'Cause every second that goes by, every minute that I miss you, every morning sunrise reminds me of all I've been through. But right now I'm just enjoying the view. Reminds me of all I've been through, but right now I'm just enjoying the view, one day closer to you. I'm just one day closer to you.
Dakota Daniels, right there.
That's pretty good stuff.
Homegrown music. She's from down south Effingham, actually. Teutopolis.
Teutopolis, yeah.
Where she hails from. And always glad to have Dakota prettying up our program here with a great piece of music like that.
Yeah, for sure. Very good.
And that does it for August Swamp. Right. We're headed for September.
yeah, back to school.
When the cooler breezes start flowing, yep, and yep, the birds start going south.
Well, that's
not,
right.
Not necessarily. You don't see them really go south probably until late October, but at least.
They're probably thinking about it, though.
It's,
yes,
not, it's not, yeah, dead summer. It's not the dead of summer.
No, no. We're still got a few maybe hot days in there, yeah, but it's different kind of heat, though, too, isn't it? Yeah. So.
Different kind of heat. Different west. Quite as hot.
And not so humid usually, anyway. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the fall in Illinois, September and October. I mean, that's, yep, impossible. If it were that nice all year round, we'd be just like Florida.
Oh, man.
It'd be 5 million cars,
oh, yeah, right,
driving down the street every day.
You're right.
And,
you're right.
Yep. People taking pictures and alligators. Now we
don't
see,
right,
alligators, but anyway.
No, I'm glad.
See you in September.
All right.
So
see you all. See you in September.
So long.